Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Arizona. Arizona. There's a lot of bad Republican congressmen, believe me. But one of the guys who takes the cake is Andy Big. Andy Big is a Republican from Arizona. And when I say right wing, I'm not just talking about somebody that has conservative views or even extremely conservative views. I'm talking about somebody who attacks our democracy, who has gone over the edge. QAnon is one example. Other examples are anybody who won't vote to certify the election. Well, Andy Biggs is on the worst fringe of all of that. And he was on the committee that was reviewing the post office issue with Louis DeJoy yesterday. And here's what Andy Biggs had to say. He said it wasn't Louis DeJoy's fault that the mail got slowed up, or Donald Trump's fault, even though Donald Trump said, I'm going to starve in August, I'm going to starve the post office, and I'm going to slow down mail by voting by mail. And even though Louis DeJoy destroyed more than 700 mail sorting machines and opposed overtime so that the problem couldn't be corrected until finally that got straightened out over his objection. No, it wasn't any of their fault. The slowdown in the mail was because of the Black Lives Matter movement. And the slowdown in the mail was also caused by Antifa. Now, that is such, well, first of all, it is false. But secondly, such a nut job conspiracy theory. That's a sort of a QAnon conspiracy theory. That's something that Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, the gal from Georgia, or somebody like Lauren Boebert from Rifle, Colorado, would say, another nut job. That's something that they would say. But Andy Big, for him to say that in Arizona on national television, that it was the Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa, really puts that the Republican Party, because he has the strong support of Kevin McCarthy, out on the fringe. They're not a normal, legitimate party anymore. 139 of their people, two-thirds of them, voted not to accept the certifications of the presidency of the 50 states, including the red states. They wouldn't take them. They voted against them. Fortunately, we had the majority and Nancy Pelosi rammed it through, but what happens someday if they have the majority? They're tearing apart our democracy. And you know, Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa have become whipping boys. They become easy targets. Anytime anything happens, including the January 6th insurrection, what used to be the fringe and now is moving to the mainstream of the Republican Party in the House, says it's Antifa. Some will also say Black Lives Matter movement, like Andy Big. And all they're doing is signaling code to their base that basically it's us and them. It's basically racial. And therefore, on our side, whatever happens, wink, wink, we know why it happened, but we have to stick it to the other guy. Now, you can't beat him down there because, you know, everybody said, oh, Biden just won. Biden won down there, and we have two Democratic senators. Isn't that great? That's not enough. First of all, they have a Republican governor. This is Barry Goldwater's state. Barry Goldwater ran for president in 1964 against Lyndon Johnson. He was the right-wing nut or the right-wing nuts of the Republican Party at the time. And he's the guy that once said, I swear he said this, right? Remember the Bay of Pigs fiasco, and then the when Kennedy did the embargo of Russian ships coming into Cuba and the missile crisis in 1962. We came close to nuclear war with Russia. Everybody today yawns and goes, oh, come on, Matt, that's ancient history. No, it's not ancient history. So on the top of all that, in 1964, this is in Arizona, Barry Goldwater's Republican nominee he had two famous sayings. One was, moderation and pursuit of virtue is not good, and extremism in opposition to evil is good. Basically, that's what he said. Extremism, you don't say that with nuclear weapons around. The second thing he said was, shoots his mouth off in a press conference. He goes, they said, well, what would you like to do? He said, I'd like to lob an H-bomb in the men's room of the Kremlin. You know, you don't joke about some things. Ronald Reagan did that at a press conference in the early 80s when he was first term. And you know, when you're going on the air, frequently they'll say to you, well, you know, count to 10 to make sure the mic level is okay. And you go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They, okay, all good. What Reagan did, and by the way, these are hot mics. So everybody can hear this stuff. He goes, our nuclear bombing of Russia will start in 5 minutes. That's what he said. This goes out over the air, basically immediately worldwide. He immediately starts groveling. No, 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 I didn't make it. But you know, jokes are a window to somebody's soul. Freud said, there are no jokes. And that's a very good phrase. Freud said, there are no jokes. And by that he meant, yeah, there are jokes. But when you tell a joke deep down inside, there is meaning to it. Shakespeare said, though this be madness, yet there's method in it. Though this be madness, yet there's method in it. So with Andy Biggs coming from a state like that, let's put a H-bomb in the men's room of the Kremlin. He's out there saying that Black Lives Matter is the reason for the mail slowdown. They say that Antifa was the basis of the January 6th insurrection. It's obviously massively false, but at some point, if you say something that false, not nibbling around the edges, what you end up doing is having a lot of people believe it who aren't all that up on current events. Now, there is some pushback, and not particularly on that, but a federal judge in Washington, D.C., who has a number of the rioters, the insurrectionists in front of her, has thrown out one defense that they have come up with, sort of a nut job Trump defense. And here's what it is. Now they're all getting up and saying, all of them, Trump told me to do it. He's the commander in chief of the military. They say he owns all the federal property. He doesn't, but you know, he's the president of the United States. The president of the United States calls a guy and says, go on this property. The guy might do it, I suppose. So therefore, what we did was lawful because Trump told us to do it. And if you want to nail somebody, nail Trump. That's what they are saying. And the precedent they use is a case from 1954 where somebody was told to do something by what they thought was somebody in authority, and then they were prosecuted for it, and the Supreme Court threw it out and said, no, he was relying on what the person in authority told him to do. Well, the judge, and this is a good judge, but she was really great. She goes, well, first of all, up there, police officer was killed. Another one was stabbed. Two are brain damaged from being hit over the head. They're beaten, dragged down the stairs. One of them had his eye poked out. Another had three fingers ripped off. Another was crushed. A woman was crushed to death, trampled. That isn't what anybody can reasonably say they were told to do and went ahead and did it. And then she said, the 1954 case, maybe you didn't read it. If you read it, all it says is the police tell people who are protesters, you can stand on that sidewalk across the street and protest. So they go across the street. Then they get arrested. They say, well, the police said, that's a lot different from gouging a guy's eye out. That's a lot different from invading the Capitol. You know, don't give me that, get out of here. And she threw it right out. So federal judges are pushing back. And I think that the federal judges who push back are not just going to be Trump appointees. I think federal judges in general are not going to put up with this. But the good thing is that some of them and I can see at least one or maybe two of them doing it, and maybe more, is if they don't get a plea bargain they like and they go to a trial, the defense will subpoena Donald Trump. They will subpoena Donald Trump, and he's no longer president. And then if you get a subpoena to a federal grand jury, for instance, doesn't matter if you live around there, you've got to fly there. And if you can't afford it, you put in a voucher request. But if a grand jury in Newark, New Jersey wants you and you live in California, you better get out there. Now, in a trial, it can be a little different. It's up to the judge. But at the very least, there'll be a video testimony. And I would love to see Trump have to give video testimony in criminal trials where some guy is sitting there, maybe the QAnon shaman, guy with the horns, fur, bare-chested, war paint, sitting there, probably will have a haircut, probably won't have war paint or horns on or fur in the courtroom. And he'll go, Trump told me to do it. They'll turn to Trump and they'll say, did you tell him to do it? Trump will stab them like dogs. That's what he'll stab them like. He'll stab them. Absolutely not. It was terrible what they do. Stab them. Because if he says, yeah, I can see how they said that, that Trump is going to get prosecuted. So that's what's going on. We have good federal judges. They held the line. They held the line in the certification challenges, more than 60 of them. They held the line. Even the conservative United States Supreme Court held the line. And right now they're holding the line on the insurrection. And it's great to see a judge in Washington, D.C. not permit that kind of defense. They are opening a can of worms for Trump. And frankly, they're opening a can of worms for Rudy Giuliani and Don Trump Jr. If I were their lawyer, I'd subpoena them too and say, you were speaking for Trump, weren't you? And they'll say, yeah, they'll have to. If they say no, they're going to get prosecuted. So when you said trial by combat, you were telling them to go up there and fight, weren't you? Well, yes and no. What do you mean by trial by combat? And the same with Don Trump Jr. I think they can tie these people up, and that's what I hope will happen. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.